This is Mark Strassman, reporter for Etopia Media Broadband Wireless Access World. We're about to speak to Brian Zadar, who's a spokesperson for T-Mobile. Welcome to Etopia Media's Broadband Wireless Access World.
Thanks, Mark.
Before we talk specifically about the question of underage cellular pornography, I wanted to just get a little background on T-Mobile. Where are its U.S. headquarters?
Yeah, T-Mobile USA is based in Bellevue, Washington. We're a national wireless provider with more than 18 million subscribers in the U.S. We're part of T-Mobile International, which is based in Bonn, Germany, and which is a subsidiary of Deutsche Telekom. Deutsche Telekom's mobile phone carriers serve more than 80 million people worldwide.
Okay, and where does T-Mobile rank amongst what I guess are the big four of cellular phone providers?
We are four out of five. For U.S. customers.
Okay, who's the fifth one there?
Nextel.
Oh, Nextel, right, okay. There was a local news story here a few days ago talking about and talking with high school students who apparently were being bombarded both with ads for pornography over their cell phones and many of whom were taking advantage of that opportunity. I wanted to find out what the T-Mobile position was on the provision of pornography, video, or audio over cell phones, either to underage customers or to your customer base at large?
Well, our customer base as a whole, we offer our service through the T-Zone service, which provides content such as ringtones, wallpapers, caller tunes, and games. And the general philosophy at T-Mobile USA is to have our content be in line with movies that would be basically the equivalent of a PG-13 movie.
Okay, in other words, now, is this content provided by T-Mobile? Is it provided by partners?
We aggregate it. Some of it's directly, you know, a relationship directly with the content provider, like a movie studio or a record label, and some of it's aggregated through third parties.
Right. Does the T-Zone provide people with access to the unshielded internet?
No, not really. It's basically what you would consider like a walled garden, which is content and like news, you know, stock quotes, weather. That's all provided with what you would call like a walled garden approach.
Okay, and that's either aggregated by T-Mobile or provided directly by certain content partners
that have a relationship with T-Mobile.
Okay, and again, the same standard applies both to the aggregated content and the directly available content?
Yeah, any content that you're going to find in the T-Zone's portal on a handset is equivalent to a PG-13 movie, which means no nudity and no explicit lyrics on ringtones or caller tunes.
Right.
Go with the clean version that you would hear on the radio.
Okay. And again, are there ways that T-Mobile cellular subscribers can access any of the millions of websites that are on the internet that are neither aggregated in the T-Zone nor provided by a content provider?
Not through a handset.
Do you have plans to make that service or possibility available to customers?
Not at this time.
Okay. All right. I want to thank you then for and of course that so given your policy of excluding all but those pieces of content that meet PG-13 standards, you don't have any need to do anything particular to keep underage or include underage subscribers from accessing any of your walled garden T-Zone content.
Yeah, not at this time, no.
Do you have subscribers who are younger than 13 who ought not to be looking at PG-13 material?
You know, I don't know what the breakdown is of customers who have T-Zones enabled handsets, but again, we encourage, you know, our customers, if they're providing phones to their children, to, you know, understand what their children have access to and make sure that they're having conversations about the content that potentially could be downloaded to their phone.
Okay. All right. I want to thank you very much for clearing this up and explaining to our listeners what the T-Mobile policy is on this issue.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.